the world. Such a strange place to live in right now, isn't it? So we find ourselves here, struggling to find peace, to find hope, to find joy, working together, trying to bridge our gaps of understanding so that we know each other, so that we can expand the way that we see the world. But there is really a problem going on here. We have come to a point in time when our leaders are so unaligned with the general public that they don't care what we want. Instead of becoming the people who bring us together to create a world of justice and equity, they have become people who divide us. They are like shepherds or sheep herders or people treating animals instead of working with other human beings, dividing us into little tribes or packs or whatever is necessary for each of them to have power over us, and for each of them to be able to move us in order to fight, to kill, to steal and murder, so that they may keep power. And the problem with this, of course, is that year after year, age after age, millennium after millennium, we keep falling for the same thing without realizing that the trouble is not our neighbor. The trouble is not our gender or ethnicity. The trouble is not the sex that we are or the color or the nationality. The problem is what it always has been. Leaders who lie in order to get more power than they deserve. Our problem is not outside of our group. We've learned to focus on the outside. We've learned that if we can just take care of those bad people out there, everything will be smooth and good because we are the good guys. And so we use all of our energy fighting out there, while those who claim to be good in leadership positions are killing us, stabbing us, taking from us, stealing from our livelihood, and running us like wind-up toys who do very little when it comes to life. What we do is basically get up, have enough food so we'll be able to keep working, go to a job and work, give the person who owns the job maybe 100 to 1,000 times more money than we get as we produce things. And if we're lucky, we go home after 8 hours. If we're lucky, we can get 2 weeks vacation a year. We can get sick pay if we're lucky. If we're lucky, we can have time to enjoy our lives, to live with our children. We can retire before our bodies are so worn out that we cannot enjoy life anymore and don't end up sitting in some nursing home waiting for them to take every position and every possession that we have in order to pay for care in our last hours. Things have to change, and I'm afraid it's going to be up to us to change those things. Yes, people are hitting the streets. People are fighting for change. People are working to run elected officials that are good. People have been struggling this way for years and years. Sometimes it works. Temporarily, we had most jobs with benefits, with vacations. We had good, strong labor unions. But they were eventually dismantled, and they shrank to such a point where they weren't doing anything else other than surviving. They were overwhelmed and infiltrated. And even when we had them, there were problems when it came to certain races being able to take advantage of them, or women being able to take advantage of them. And so these things brought about for a short period of time that helped us be a thriving society, they were still unfair. And they were unfair and susceptible to being destroyed. Why? Because of what I mentioned at first. Those in power began to separate us again. It was us versus them. The communists and socialists versus labor people versus capitalists versus immigrants versus various people of color. And when these people could be divided sufficiently, they were used against each other until most of the people were left without rights. And then a small group, what used to be called a middle class, was the only one left with the ability to have a decent income and decent pay, and even their ability was taken away slowly until they found themselves working like crazy with few benefits and with a job of oppressing the poor, keeping down the radical, destroying any type of new thought and idea that would bring about freedom and justice for all, working against the Constitution that many of them claim to serve instead of for it, supporting false religions, doing anything necessary so that they would not end up like many of the people in the nation, one paycheck away from bankruptcy, from being cast out on the street. Those people, the ones who are homeless now, 50, 60, 70,000 in Los Angeles alone, are an example of what's going to happen to the middle class people if they don't go along. If they put up too much of a struggle or make too much noise, they know that they too can end up homeless and on the street at any time. And once again, the reason they can do that is because of this separation. False ideals of individualism. Everybody has to go for it on their own, so that when they fall, they're either too embarrassed to reach out for help from family and friends, or family and friends don't want anything to do with them. Just because we don't do that in this country, do we? One time, I was walking down Center City, Philadelphia, with a Russian student and an African student. We came upon homeless people sitting on top of a subway grate trying to stay warm, and the African person asked, "Well, don't they have families?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Yeah, they have families and friends." And the African person just couldn't understand. He said, "Well, how is it possible that a person can be homeless if they have any family?" That's a question for all of us, isn't it? But we all know the answer, don't we? It's because our families think less of us if we can't make it. Our own families who claim to love us will let us stay out on the street and starve if we can't make it, because that's just the way our culture is. We speak of love. We speak of strong roots and strong family relations. But at the same time, if a person cannot go out and work the way we think they should be able to work, they are discarded. Is this evil? Is this good? I can't answer that. It is just the way it is. It's accepted that way. As soon as a person is unable to function, they are put down by family and friend, being called a loser who cannot fit into the society. So instead of making a place in the society or having some alternative type of society where these people fit in, they are cast out somewhere else. And the major reason is that we do not create any type of alternatives or allow them to evolve themselves. We are trapped in thinking that one way is the best, and that best way is our way, and anyone else who can not fit in is a danger. Leading me back to the first statement, we are all separated, put into little tribes or groups, and then we are fed with enough fear to think that anyone outside of that group is a danger, or any other way of life is a danger, so that we fight like crazy to keep that small percentage of people in political positions and leadership positions on top, regardless of what happens to us. This is a truth that we hardly ever talk about. We aren't allowed to talk about it, because if we ever talked about this openly and had a discussion about it, something would happen. We'd realize that we don't need that small group of leaders and liars to run our lives, or so we can survive. The truth would come out. The fact that we could all get together and work together in order to create the society that we need without any of them being in charge and having power. But the sordid and the powerful never want that. So if we look at all of history, we will find that this battle has been going on, where one small group of people whose faces change every so often but whose attitudes never change wants to be in charge and tell everybody what to do, as if they are extensions of those people's bodies, and they would do anything to do that. So take off the MAGA hat. Take off any other hat. Put it away. Don't make assumptions too quickly. Be willing to talk with others and be willing to understand their point of view, even if you don't agree with it. Talk until you have a similar understanding. See where your understandings meet and where they clash with each other. That is all that is necessary. And then, you see, we can live in communities where we share our understandings and share our will, while living right next to other communities that don't. We can live in what is called a pluralistic society. A pluralistic society is where there are several groups close to each other with different cultures and different memes, but all living in peace. A place where there is a little bit of blending on the margins of each society, but not obliteration of the belief systems within that society, and where we can vote with our feet. If we don't agree with something, we can go to a place with people that have cultures we agree with. That is the world that we should be working for. Not destroying the Democrats or destroying the Republicans or keeping the independents from being able to talk, or shutting out the Greens or the whites or the blacks or the Native Americans or the Latin Americans or the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender communities, not shutting anyone out, but working together to create pluralistic, healthy societies where we can work together to better the whole, for each and every person and for each and every group. All of this starts by getting rid of the liars at the top of each group, and only then we'll be able to enjoy life on planet Earth and to be free. Thanks for being with us. Visit our website, and we look forward to being with you again. in our next radio show. Namaste, everyone.